Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel guidance, that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those phone callers, I'd like to say once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the first show of November. And I know everyone says this, but hasn't this year just absolutely flown by. I was just putting up my pumpkins and my ghosts on my porch, and now Halloween's over. All the trick-or-treat candy has been given out, and now we're anticipating Thanksgiving around the corner. I want to thank everybody for listening in, whether it's on the computer, or you might be listening in by phone, and perhaps you're even listening to the archive show, talk radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So wherever you are listening, welcome. And I'd just like to remind you that if you would like to be reminded of all Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio shows, you can go on the Blog Talk Radio site at Angel Healing House Radio. You can find my rather smiley face on my Angel Healing House page, and you can push the follow button underneath my photo, and this way you will be reminded of all my shows coming up. Now, I also want to remind you that in my November Angel Healing House newsletter, which, by the way, you can go to angelhealinghouse.com and you can subscribe for free to receive all my newsletter. In that November Angel Healing House newsletter, I announced a contest that I'm running for the month of November. I've received many letters from grateful and appreciative listeners, clients, and students, sharing with me how their lives have been touched and transformed by listening and taking to heart the channeled messages from me and the Posse of Angels. And while they're reading my newsletters, they've experienced their own sessions with me and readings as well. So three letters will be chosen, three winners will be chosen to receive a gift certificate for yourself. This could be for you, or it could be for a loved one, for an intuitive counseling session and Reiki session, or an angel reading. Now, the contest rules are as follows. All you need to do is send a letter explaining how your life has been affected by the messages from me and the Posse of Angels, with either listening to my radio podcast, reading my newsletters, or actually coming for a session. Or it could be that you're a student of mine and you studied Reiki with me. Please send all your emails to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And you have till midnight on November 30th, 2013, to get those letters into me. So I'll like to read you an example of just such a letter I received this week. It says, "Dear Candy, thank you for your podcasts. I discovered them while I was going through a bad period of my life. I'm trying to get rid of some of the past hurts and not worry about the future so much, so I can live, as you say, in the nanosecond of the now. I was a special education teacher working at a school for inner-city youth, many of who had been kicked out of other schools. I would get in my car, and I would burst into tears and cry all the way to work, and then cry when I got to school. I was applying for jobs. I got some interviews, but no job offers. Truly a mess. I listened to several of your podcasts where you suggested the mantra of thanking the universe for the great job where I get to work with fun people, be remunerated for my expertise, etc. I wrote my mantra on a 3x5 card and said it as often as I could, and I made peace with myself that I could not help students who did not want to be helped. And something interesting happened. I applied for several jobs and got calls to interviews for all three. One was a phone interview, and during the interview, the call dropped out. I was also surprised that I got an interview because this is a school district that is so very difficult for outsiders to get into. 2 days later, the principal called to offer me the position. I was stunned and a little hesitant to accept the position. I met the principal today, and I got very good vibes. The pay is double what I currently make. Benefits are good, and there are many opportunities for professional development and growth. I felt that I needed to let you know, you and the posse, that something positive has occurred in the universe as a result of your show. I will continue to listen to your podcast and promote them to my friends. Thank you so much, and the posse of angels, for coming into my universe. And that's from Monica. So, dear listeners, just like Monica did, put your fingers on the keys and start typing to see if your experience with Angel Healing House touching your life will be one of the winning letters in this November contest. I see that we have several callers on the line, 720 and 682. You're the first two that are up. Please hold on. You know, if you're a regular listener, that I like to speak about 15, 20 minutes about the topic, the channel topic, before we get to those callers. And the topic for today is actually Angel Signs Part 2. Wow, was last week's topic, Angel Signs, popular? I received a number of emails saying how much people enjoyed the topic and they would like me to expand further on more information on how people can discern their own angel signs. So here we go with more angel signs or angel signs part two. You know, in last week's program, we spoke about the importance of living only in the present moment, as this is the only place that we can clearly discern the signs from the angels. You know, no living in the past anymore, no being reactive and not worrying about the future, about anything happening or worrying or stressing or control, which takes us away from the present moment. You know, the posse of angels is saying that living in the present moment is only possible if we have cleared all those negative emotions like unforgiveness, judgment, sadness and resentment and regret, and we're no longer being reactive. You know, this way we can just be absolutely always in the present moment. And they wish to remind us to stop worrying. I often say that when we worry, we're telling God and the angels that they're not doing a good enough job. So it's best just to stay in the present moment and know that your prayers are always being answered. You know, last week we touched on the amazing signs that the angels give us through animals. Did you know that squirrels are a sign of gathering? Seeing a squirrel might be a sign of storing your energy, gathering in your energy. Maybe you're too frenetic. Maybe you are trying to do too many things at once. Could mean to prepare for the future. This could see one investigating, taking new courses to garner and store more knowledge on a subject in order to get further certification. Squirrels often have been an indication to honor one's future, and it's telling us to get ready, for change is a-coming. You know, if you see lizards, if lizards appear in your world, then it means to pay attention to your dreams. It may be telling you to take particular note of the messages in your dreams. It also may be an indication to honor your dreams by putting more focus on creating movement and putting more action towards the manifestation of your dreams. Yes, it's wonderful to dream and to visualize, but all that visualization, all that dreaming is for naught if we really do not, when a sign is given to us, step forward into how we are actually going to proceed with that dream of ours. So, and even though we recoil and run away from snakes, you know, many of us have a fear of snakes, when we see a snake, it is one of the strongest indications that we are transmuting something in our lives. Snake can be telling us to transmute our thoughts, our actions, or our desires in order to open and make more space for the new to come in. You know, like a snake sheds its skin, that snake sign is telling us that we are transmuting ourselves in order to be reborn in some way. And while animals and insects convey very strong messages for us, there are many other ways that angels convey messages to us. Seeing feathers is one of my particular favorites, as I see quite a lot of white feathers around me. You know, I'll just be stopped at a traffic light, and a white feather will go across my windshield and just sort of hover in the air and then just take off. This is a symbol of the presence of angels around you. Another indication is rainbows, another beautiful sign of rainbows, and they often indicate that it's a time of clearing, a time of cleansing, a time to clear something in your life, address, clearing out clutter, clearing out negative thoughts, clearing out those things that are past their use-by date in order to bring in the fresh and the new things. Now, there are some angel signs that most people know, as it's in the it's out there in the public, and it's been recognized by many people. Things like four-leaf clovers and horseshoes, well, they've been traditionally signs of good luck coming your way or good fortune. You know, when I do my angel readings with people, the clients and students, or even over the Blog Talk Radio site on my radio program, the Posse of Angels will often show me visions of these images in order to help me bring forth the messages. You know, the sight of airplanes, for instance, may mean that you'll be traveling or that someone will visit you from afar. Or possibly it's a sign that you'll be moving forward in your life very soon and quite rapidly. You know, the important part of any image or sign from the angel is that we are given it is how it relates to you, what you are going through in the present moment. And in a lot of times, those angel signs and those signals are given to us when we're thinking a particular thought. And then right in front of us, there appears a sign as a confirmation or to help us some direction to move forward. You know, as well as images, the angels send us signs through the sounds that we hear. I remember that one of my clients was quite distraught, having just had her mother cross over. And she tearfully told me that she was very sad that she was not at all close with her mother when her mother was in physical form. I said that she could connect with her mother now more easily, as her mother had dropped all aspects of drama in her life and all of her attachment to her ego. I told my client to ask the angels to please send her signs that showed her that her mother was not only still around, but that her mother loved her and that she truly wanted to communicate with her. Well, the next session, my client came in, and she was absolutely beaming. She was smiling. She happily told me that she listened quite a lot to the oldies radio station, and that when she listened to it, she kept hearing Dean Martin songs, and Dean Martin was her mother's favorite singer. And she said to me, "Funny, you know, I've listened to that oldies station for a number of years now, and I have hardly ever heard a Dean Martin song." Not only that, when she walked into stores, it was uncanny how many times she heard Dean Martin songs playing. You know, personally, listeners, the number of times over the last 10 years that I've either turned the radio on or I've walked into a store and I've heard angel songs, well, the number has been countless. You know, whether it's the song "Heaven is Missing an Angel" by Tavares, "She Talks to Angels," "Earth Angel," "You Are My Special Angel," "Angel" by Sarah McLachlan. All of these songs are just a few of the ways that the angels are telling me, yeah, we're here for you, we're guiding you, we're protecting you, and we are so much a part of your life. And that stands to reason, because my heart is connected to my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, so I'm not surprised that there are so many angel references in my life. So pay particular attention to what songs appear in your reality They are not there by happen chance, and see if you can discern what message that it holds for you. Now, in addition to messages in images and music, one of the strongest senses is our sense of smell. You know, sometimes all we need to do is smell a scent, and immediately we get a flashback of a former time or an event or person. You know, although my grandmother Sarah crossed over when I was 8 years of age, I speak to her regularly to visit. I immediately smell her favorite perfume, which is lilac. And while lilacs connect me to my grandmother, there are other scents that have their own special message. You know, the smell of roses often denotes love. And with it denoting love and its association to love, many people smell the scent of roses when they are connecting with their own angels. The scent of lavender means that we need to be more calm, tranquil, more peaceful in our lives. The smell of strawberries. I love the smell of strawberries, and many times it denotes new beginnings for us in so many different celebrations. People choose to have strawberries there. They might not know why they choose them from an unconscious point of view, but a lot of times they denote new beginnings, and the Posse of Angels, they're actually showing me a vision of those strawberries in champagne glasses. Well done, Posse, because they know that the next sign that, or the next scent that I'm going to give is the scent of chocolate, and chocolate is a message which is often associated with celebration. You know, the more we are no longer and the more we are not living in the future anymore and only living in that nanosecond of the now, life can take on an appearance of an enchanted, interactive treasure map that is constantly changing and presenting us with clues to confirm that we are on the right path and our angels give us a hint about some aspect of our life. For instance, I've been told by the Posse of Angels and many friends who are clairvoyant that I will be stepping up very soon to expand my exposure on radio to international and global fields, but they also tell me that I'll be expanding to TV. So I was not at all surprised when I sat down in a Starbucks recently and I was writing on my laptop, and a few minutes later, two girls sit down next to me and they begin having a loud, animated conversation how they both got hired as interns and they were so excited to start working at CBS Television. You know, I sat there and I just smiled as I typed away. And when I finished and I left the cafe, I pulled out of my parking spot and I started to laugh out loud as the license plate in front of me on the car spelled Y-O-U-T-V, U-T-V. Time you find yourself surrounded by cars, take a peek at the license plate that you have drawn to yourself. Nothing is random. Nothing is happen chance. In every thought, in every word, in every feeling you have, you are creating your environment, your reality. So see what license plates you draw to yourself, for their messages contain a veritable treasure trove of information for your questions that you have, or they could be confirmation of what you've been thinking, or a direction to put you on the path towards your desires. Before we go on to speak more about the wonderful signs that the angels give us, let's go to our phone lines today and take some phone calls. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ibatar. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you? Have you noticed angel signs in your life, my dear?
You know what? And this has been, it's a couple of things, the birds, you know, and this has been for, I mean, oh, a long time. They just flock. You know, like when I'm driving, they just, mm-hmm. it's always a group. They're always in groups. and they just fly right over me, you know, wherever I'm going, they just fly. And I started noticing it because every time, I mean, it would just happen so often. I say, what is it with these birds? That's one
well,
thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And
yes.
Even though I don't own a horse, ever since I was a little girl, I've had this very strong connection with horses, very passionate about horses. And I just recently kind of got some information that I'm supposed to incorporate my healing work with the horses, and they're supposed to, I'm supposed to, you know, I'll be able to communicate with them telepathically, and they'll be downloading me. It'll be like a, you know, two-way exchange, and I have no idea how this is going to unfold. So if the angels can share any information with me about both of those, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, myself and the angels love these two references that you've given us. First of all, let's go to the second one first. Let's go to horse. Horse is a sign of power. Any indigenous tribe, group, culture that has harnessed the horse has gotten more power. And horse is often a totem of your personal power in your life. It could be a sign that you need to get more personal power or to give more energy to who you authentically are and sharing that with the world, or it could be a confirmation that you're on the right path, that you have found the true power and the wisdom inside of you and that you are walking the walk and not just talking the talk. So this is a wonderful, wonderful totem, which is the horse, it's the true measure inside of you about your own personal power. So that's what the Posse of Angels are saying to you about the horse medicine or the horse totem. Birds are a sign of that angelic spirit in all of us. They're often a sign that the angels are around. Birds of all kinds, you know, we can be specific and we can say a crow is or, you know, a crow is about the spiritual law. Raven is about being multidimensional, seeing ourselves as occupying different realms, you know, sort of hummingbirds are about joy and harmony. But certainly the birds tell us to soar high. They tell us to spread our wings. They tell us to, you know, if you're seeing birds in groups, this could be, it's time for you to increase your like-minded community or bring your own, form your own like-minded community. Now that to me is giving me goosebumps. Seeing yourself, seeing, what's that, Abhishek?
I said me too, I'm getting them too.
Yeah, okay, it's seeing yourself as the spiritual teacher, as the metaphysical teacher, that's forming your own groups as you share your wisdom, share your spiritual knowledge with them to help them to step fully into their divine eternal nature and to be self-realized and enlightened. So those birds are really giving you quite a hefty message there that it's time to fly. It's time to soar, S-O-A-R, and it's time to form those groups. And does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does, because that's part of what I, you know, in my healing practice, that's part of what, you know, I intend to do, and I really think it's going to manifest once I publish my first book. I really think that's when that'll really begin to really come together as far as teaching is concerned after that book is published and on the market.
Yeah. There are so many of us at the moment who have are waiting, not so much waiting, but, you know, we've written the book and we are organizing in some way, shape, or form, whether that's self-publication or have gotten literary agents like myself, you know, along the line, we have that book coming out. And the Posse of Angels are using the word calling card. They want you to know that the books that we are writing, what we do is really not dependent on that. It gives us mm-hmm. a platform. It gives us a calling
right.
card in such a
right.
way. But you know, us stepping forward is enhanced by the book. It's not dependent on that book. It is enhanced mm-hmm. by that. And that's a good distinction that they're giving me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that.
Yeah. I'm excited. And when the book comes out, I want you to send me the information to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com so that I can tell everybody about it on my program.
Oh, thank you. I sure will. I'll
okay, let's
copy.
Have a... Thank you. Let's send the cards and see what comes up to our dear Ivatar today. Oh my God, she's got the Four of Cups. Now, in my Four of Cups, this little girl is sitting by a river. She's staring at three cups, which are along the river in the shallows. But she doesn't notice that there's a cup over her head. And the angels, the Posse of Angels are giving me the message that there is a divine gift right over your head, Ivatar, and it's hovering there, and it's waiting for the perfect divine timing and the people to turn up and for everything to be not only for the greatest good of you, but for the greatest good of all concerned for that cup to be given to you. So this is a confirmation. This is a confirmation. Of, you know, you said, you know, of waiting for things to happen. Well, it just showed you that that this divine gift from God is right above your head. And it's just, oh, they're singing to me Auld Lang Syne. They're saying, like, New Year's when the ball drops in Times Square. That's what we're all waiting for. they're very funny. You know, this, like, is like... With Mercury retrograde going forward, which often holds things back and also is the mm-hmm. planet of communication, when it starts to go forward around the 10th, you know, it's a big, big planet. So people say it goes forward on the 10th, but give or take, you know, 2, 3, 4 days for it to really turn around or even a week to go forward. I promise you, lightworkers, that you're going to see, the more that you set a foundation in your life of clearing and cleansing and really putting your efforts to what your authentic, who you are and your authenticity, then you will see that many, many indications of how you're going to be stepping forward. The next card for you, my dear, is the Hierophant card. This is how people see you as a spiritual teacher. Can't read it any other way. Can't read it.
So what does it Hierophant, what does it represent?
It represents you and people seeing you as the metaphysical teacher.
Okay.
And now at this time, it's very important for us to realize that we can finally be heard, be seen, be perceived, because so much of the world has shifted. It's also a 5 card, which is the number of change. Mm. And they're saying, Ivatar, hold on to your bootstraps because things are changing, and they will be moving forward. The next card for you, sweetheart, is, how gorgeous is the Magician. The Magician card is you being the metaphysical teacher, is you being the alchemist, is you... people seeing you as that one card, that leader. So you've got two very strong masculine cards there, only in the respect that, well, we know you've balanced your masculine and feminine, but that being forthright by being strong, empowered, and sort of having that ability to speak your truth and communicate and to lead. So this reading was all about, with that course and the personal power, the birds, the telling you to form your group,
and to step forward. And those two very, very clear cards on being a leader, that you're ready. You are, you, and they're saying you've done a very good job. So kudos to you, my dear. And they're clapping now. I can hear clapping in the background.
Oh, I had to do everything in my power to ground myself during this reading. I felt like, Candy, I felt like I could, the goosebumps and every, I felt like that I could just really, literally just get up and just fly away. That's how I felt. I had to do everything to just ground myself. I don't know if you heard me or not in the background.
It's like you were going to shoot off into the heavens. Well, after the show, I have, okay, they're suggesting that after the show, you go out and you go hug a tree, you go walk on the grass, and so you can be grounded and really ground this information into Mother Earth.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I actually can do. I've learned how to do it inside too, and I do it quite well. So, but what I love to do is go back into the archives. So later on today, I'm going to go into the archives. Because, you know, sometimes we're so into it, you know, and then when you go back and listen to the archives, it's even more, oh, it's even more powerful when you go back and listen to the archives.
And you listen to it again. Yeah. Well, I'm sending you so much love, and I hope that's been helpful for you, beautiful. Go out and have an absolutely gorgeous day.
I will. Thank you so much, Candy, and I'm going to be one of those sending my letter, too.
Hooray, hooray. And they're going to be drawn. It's going to be drawn. And I will announce the winners in the December 1st Angel Healing House newsletter for the November contest. So good luck with that.
Yeah, I got to sign up for the newsletter so that I can have it. I'll do that too. Thank you
all
so
you
much.
Gotta, I was going to say, all you got to do is go to www.angelhealinghouse.com and subscribe to the newsletter.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
lots of love. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go to our next caller, 682. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Hi. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. My name is Ceylon. Thank you for taking my call, Candy.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Ceylon?
Texas, U.S., Texas.
Texas. I've never been to Texas, but I've heard lovely things about it. So have you experienced angel signs in your life, Ceylon?
Yes. I've seen, well, just recently, I'm always seeing, like, numbers, a lot of numbers. And like the last caller, I've seen a lot of birds, like, they would, like, gather on the light poles and the lines in the streets, like they were having meetings. I've seen a lot of birds that way. And over the past few years, I would see rainbows, and I've seen a double rainbow. And but lately, it's been birds and numbers, like triple numbers, 444 and 222 and. So just before I was calling today, I kept seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, and so I get a lot through the numbers.
Yeah, yeah, and actually after the phone calls, I'm going to be going into some of those numbers, how the angels give us sequences, they give us signs. You know, a lot of people, when we started to enlighten and awaken along this path of ascension, many of us were seeing 1, 1, 1, 1. That was, you know, the angels telling us to awaken. They were telling us to be who we are, to divine back to our angelic nature. And there was something in our coding that when we saw that 11-11, it got us to wake up and see and perceive the world through the eyes of the divine. So, you know, the numbers are a really important part of us being able to getting those signs from the angels. Did you have a question today for the Posse of Angels, Ceylon?
Yes, in regards to my relationship, I've had a gentleman who came to live with me, and we were trying to build together and trying to do, you know, spiritual prayers and things like that together. He's never had any children, but he came into this environment with me, and I have children. And now we're at the point where we decided that we wanted to split. Like, he doesn't want to be in the relationship anymore. And I was just trying to figure out how to go about finding my happiness again. Like, I just feel like really just been trying to fight through feeling sad on a day-to-day.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is why would you want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you? That's number one. You are love. At the very basis, Ceylon, of all of us as children of God, you know, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We don't have to look for love. We are love. And the posse of angels is reminding you that the more that you nourish and nurture yourself, the more that you take time out to love yourself and do things that you love doing, the more your vibrations inside will grow and you'll feel abundant. You will feel love within. And then what happens, without you searching for it, without you trying to find it, you will be like a beacon of love that draws to you your replicate of love on the outside. You know, many of my clients and students over the last 10 years have asked, you know, how is it possible to find that, you know, beautiful love? And I say, first you have to be it in order to have it appear in your reality. So the more that you can put your emphasis on nurturing and nourishing your beautiful self inside and your beautiful love, then that will happen in your reality.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go to the cards here and have a look. The posse of angels are also asking you if you could write down a decree of what it is that you want and desire in a love. And when you write it, you say, thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary love, you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, you could say things like, he's loyal, he's kind, he's considerate, he's gentle, he's passionate, he makes the relationship a priority. All of these things that are very important in a relationship, and you say thank you for them.
Okay.
Because you can have whatever you desire.
Okay.
Pause and get some indication here. Know that again, you can have whatever you desire, including a beautiful, cherished love. What a great card to start with. We have the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups is the proposal card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the proposal is, they're telling me, can only happen if you start to turn the mirror back on yourself and truly start to love yourself. You don't need to find love in somebody else in order for you to feel love. Allow yourself to know that you are love and start exemplifying that in your life, and then easily draw somebody to yourself that is that reflection of that love. The next card is the wish card. Okay, this is a great card for you, Ceylon, because it is getting you to tell the universe, tell God and the angels exactly what it is that you desire. You've been putting more focus and attention on what you don't want.
Okay.
You know deep in your heart that you don't want somebody who doesn't want you.
Yes.
Okay. You want somebody who is going to ache for you. They're going to be so joyful and happy that you're in their life. And so the angels are saying that, yes, wish for it, say thank you for it, and put your focus on saying, I am worthy and deserving of this beautiful love coming to me. And then you act like that love, and you see what manifests for you in the future. And then the Queen of Wands comes in, and the Queen of Wands speaks her truth. She communicates exactly who she is, and she's not afraid to show the world who she is. And when you show the world who you are, then honest and aligned people, energetically aligned people, will show up reflecting that truth that you're reflecting within yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it has. Thank you so much, Candy.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so
and if you want to send me a letter about or a note about this reading, you can send it to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Candy at angelhealinghouse.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I sure will. Keep you posted.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller, 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Calling from L.A. You're calling from my neck of the woods. Okay, Jill in L.A., have you been picking up any angel signs?
I kind of just tuned in. I saw you were having the show.
Oh, very good. All right, so you're using your intuition and following that. Jill, I'm getting a lot of feedback from your computer. Can you just mute that?
Yeah, I'm in a separate room, but I don't know why it's doing that because I'm in a different room. Is that better? No.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I can also hear the feedback. Don't know why that's happening.
I don't know.
Okay, that's better.
It's better, isn't it?
Yeah, it is better. Hooray! Hooray, hooray. So let's go to the cards and see what we pick up with Jill. Any particular questions you have for the Posse of Angels?
Just that I've been trying to work through a lot of abuse and trauma coming from a dysfunctional family, and I'm really trying to heal, and I just want my life to get back to normal. And do they see anything?
Okay. One of the strongest things that we had to go through as a collective consciousness in October was finally working out our relationship, particularly with our biological families. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that the Posse of Angels are reminding all of us is that we chose those souls to be perform and act those roles in our life. When we wrote the contract for our lives, we were asked, who do you want to be your mother? Who do you want to be your father? What characteristics do you want them to have in order for us to learn our lessons? And the Posse of Angels are reminding us that the best lessons we learn are the ones that come in contrast. You know, when people do come from dysfunctional families, those lessons in forgiveness and love, unconditional love and non-judgment, are some of our most difficult lessons to learn, especially if we've had abuse, and if we've had a lot of difficult relationships with our biological families. So they're saying that one thing that could help you enormously to not react to not blame, to not find fault, and to see yourself as a victim, is to understand the responsibility that you wrote these souls into your contract, and you wrote their contrasting characteristics as well to help you learn your lessons, perhaps for atoning for something that you've done in a previous incarnation or something that you had to learn. Okay, so that's number one. The next thing is to forgive those souls, because if you didn't want them in your life, if you didn't contract for them to be in your life, they wouldn't be there. And so you forgive them, not for them, but you forgive for yourself. You forgive them because it lifts the burden of unforgiveness off your soul. And by doing that, you open the doors for untold peace and untold happiness, Jill, to come into your life. So the first is responsibility. The second is forgiveness. The third is not to judge them. They have their own journey that they need to go on. And if they need to act the way that they've always acted, that has nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, I say to clients and students all the time, what a person says and what a person does has nothing to do with you. It has to do with their own hurt, their own anger and sadness and bitterness and resentment and judgment and forgiveness that they have chosen to hang on to. So allow them to walk their own journey. You don't have to take abuse from anybody, you know, but truly allow them to walk their own journey, because you wouldn't want anybody to tell you how to walk your journey. And that's when it comes to judgment. The Posse of Angels are adding here that the more you can put your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation, the more you put your emphasis on what you do have, the people that are loving you in your life, the more you love yourself, the more you will be given. And put your emphasis on unconditional love, and then you will have unconditional love in your life. So that's the channel from the Posse of Angels there, as in regard to our biological families. Actually, next week's show is going to be about happy homecoming to us all, and it has to do with healing our biological families. Here you go. Your three cards are your Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is reminding you that all you need to do, Jill, is to be remarkable, is to show the world that you are love, show the world that you love being who you are, and by presenting that to the world, that will shine and do so much to help others shine as well. The Ten of Wands is telling you that a time of carrying burden is over for you, especially if you'll take responsibility, you'll forgive, you're not being judgmental. And the third card is the Four of Pentacles, which is having more of a strong foundation of who you are and feeling more abundant in your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, that was really, really great. It was.
Send me I just say what they give me. Send me a letter, Jill. Would you do that? Send me a letter to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com to enter that November contest. And who knows, you might win a free intuitive reading and also a Reiki session with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's go to the next caller, 916. You're on the line for Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. You're at the top end of California. So what question do you have for the Posse of Angels?
Well, you mentioned Reiki, and I'm being told that I should be moving in that direction. And I'm being gently pushed that way.
Okay. I have so many students that have come to me to learn Reiki over the last 11 years. And Reiki Reiki is more than a healing modality. It's a way of life. And as my students and master teachers, as they get attuned, it opens up their psychic awareness
They see colors brighter. They hear sounds more sharply. They their ability to be in the world and not of it is amazing. And so the Posse of Angels are clapping, and they're saying the reason that they have been sending you signs to learn Reiki is because it's going to help you develop in extraordinary ways, Donna. Let's go to the card. Yeah, they're saying, please step forward, and you can go on my website and see my take on Reiki and my experience over the last 11 years in attuning to master teachers and all of that. Let's go to the phones. I've got about, let's see.
Nine of Cups comes up for you. It's the wish card. What do you wish for, Donna?
Oh, I want a wonderful partner to come into my life.
Okay, first of all, you need to stop saying I want, because you're always going to be wanting. You need to the most beneficial for you to say thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary, because he's already yours. The Posse of Angels are saying he's already yours.
Oh, okay.
You're acting like you don't have him, but for those people who want to cherish love, say thank you for my extraordinary love in my life. We love each other. We are supportive. We're kind. We're considerate. Nothing gets in the way is more of a priority than the relationship. We encourage each other. We allow each other to be exactly who we are. We are complementary. Whatever you want to write down, Donna, they're saying, do it today and act as if this person is already yours. So that's number one. Number two is then the Wheel of Fortune comes into your life with new beginnings around relationships. That's wonderful. And the next card that you get, oh, here he is. He's so handsome. He's the Emperor. The Emperor card comes in. He's sitting on his throne. He's got a beard. And when the Emperor card comes up for me all the time, that's my peak. That's my beautiful twin flame relationship that I drew to myself 11 years ago. But they're saying that you have a Pete as well. You have a divine compliment. You just have to put your emphasis on saying thank you and then raising your vibrational energy inside of you so that that person outside is the highest possible vibrational energy. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Extremely. And I wanted to... you know, when you talk about the numbers, I see the 1111 and I see the, you know, the 111 all the time.
Yeah. Those are DNA codes that have been put into us to wake us up to our divine, angelic, eternal natures. And that's why we keep seeing them over and over and over again.
Okay. Great. Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go out and have an absolutely extraordinary day, Donna. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps up the show, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Perhaps, like so many other people today, you're listening in on their computers, their phones. Perhaps you're listening to this as an archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you would like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, who are called the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely extraordinary, beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings, love and angel blessings to you all. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.